Tasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another Postcast Edition. Yes, King, two of them. Today, Postcast Edition, winning a Postcast Edition. Yes, of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Can you believe it? Get out the brooms for all three of them teams. Yes, sir. Holy smokes. The K-State Women's basketball team, they have done it. Wow. We talked about this the entire before the tournament even started. Again, this is the official winning postcast of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State, in dramatic fashion, after having a late lead, give it away, and then a late foul with less than 2 seconds to go on Tess Hill. Wrong a player to foul, and Tess Hill knocks down the winning free throw intentionally, and she brutally, bluntly said it. I'm going to look at some more post-game reaction. I've watched some videos already. Haven't watched the press conference or anything like that, but I did watch Tess Hill bluntly say, hey, I intentionally did that. Yeah, she told the truth. Truth be told. Tess Hill puts the game-winning free throw, misses the second one. Oklahoma State, dramatic comeback, thwarted by K-State there. 74-73 in Kansas City earlier today. Oh, my goodness. That last 2 minutes was an eternity. That last 2 minutes of that game was eternity. That was forever, you know. Anaya Foy was huge off the bench. Yet Anaya Foy has really come on as of late. She's really played her best basketball when the team needs her most. But I got to tell you something, man. Jordan Spicer, absolutely cold. Cold-blooded three. Putting K-State up. What was it at the time? There were so many big plays late. Can't remember, but I know, yeah, I think Spicer put him up five. I'm like, all right, you know, maybe a little bit of breathing room here. But, of course, you know, Oklahoma State not going away. And then late, you know, the ball gets stolen away from Terrence Sides. And I saw it coming. I could probably tell you how it's going to write up. Tie game, Oklahoma State ties it, three ball, and then the late foul, Tess Hill draws the foul, late foul draw, yep, now it's a foul, and refs almost gave the gateway for the other way for us, against us there for a minute, missed calls late, but that one was not missed, that was definitely a foul on Hill there. What are you doing? What are you doing? Your team tied the game there. Well, hey, we'll take it. Hey, postseason basketball, baseball. Hey, well, I'll take it at this point. Hey, well, I'll take that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm thinking we're so the Spicer three bounced in. She was a tad short, but the rim helped out there. Jordan Spicer has been absolutely ice in the cold as ice. Not in a bad way, but a good way. Cold-blooded three, extended. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh, man, we got this. A little breathing room here. All right, you know. Hey, you know, offense or defense there, Jeff Mitty. You got to give him a lot of credit in these last 72 hours, man. Offense or defense there, Brandy Harrell in, and then Jordan Spires are out. Jordan Spires are in, Brandy Harrell out. What the heck is going on? And for the first time ever in Big 12 tournament history, a 12th seed, like the K-State is right now, currently, has made it all the way to the semis. I go back to what I said, and I give the people on K-State Twitter credit. And I had a feeling about this too, but I didn't want to go too overly optimistic, because you know how these things go. But this setup, again, it's all about the matchups. And even though Oklahoma State, yeah, they're an awesome team. Texas Tech was ranked all year. Oklahoma State was not, but they were, what, 25-8 coming in. They had a double bye. Texas Tech had the bye. Oklahoma State had a double bye. So I don't know what. So I don't know what gives. You know, I mentioned this. I think in that Big 12 preview, the Phillip Season preview that I posted early this week, that, all right, the Atlanta Braves went on division titles, and then, of course, the new format, you know, the team that has the best record has to bye. And I've seen it that the bye has hurt the team, except for the Dodgers. Well, actually, the Dodgers got bit by it one time, but majority of the time, the bye has hurt the other team, right? And I've seen it with my own team and all this like that. But man, I gotta be bluntly honest here. I need to buy. Kind of hurts. You want to be playing? You want to continue playing basketball? That's what this young squad is right now. K-State again. I know, guys. I know. Third youngest team in program in case in well in the NCAA, as I said, pretty much on every podcast in the women's podcast by now, and the experience. This team's going to be, I know, our season's not done yet. Like I said in the early postcast, but this team's going to be dangerous. Again, you bring back the core next year, along, you bring with Klasa, you bring back Nash. Nash has been special to you as well, but Jordan Spires has been something else in this tournament. 6 threes. The first time, we bring up the stats now, K-State upsets Oklahoma State. 74-73, Eddie Greer. This other K-State podcast, Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. And oh, by the way, K-State rallied back again for the second straight night to beat a highly ranked opponent in the tournament. They rallied. Remember, you think that we beat Texas Tech. Texas Tech did not even score a point in the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, pretty much the last 7 minutes of the game. So you have that going on. They came back, did 14 to win it yesterday, and today come from behind, and then Oklahoma State, being a team of the DR, and then comes back wildly. Oh man, I might have to take a timeout. Wildly there with less than a minute to go, tie a couple threes to tie the game, and then a late foul. You cannot be that person that makes a late foul that late. I mean, you have 2 seconds left. The worst you can do is have them, men or women's basketball, I don't care who it is, make a long Hail Mary attempt, and they make it. Oh, we've seen plenty of those in March Madness. Oh, don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. Those, I think, are around the corner of the happening right now. Right? In this very instance. But holy smokes, this K-State team has been... They put a smile to my face. I'm pretty sure I'm speaking to the whole K-State nation right now. Put a smile on everybody's face right now because they have been fun. They have been a joy to watch. I said it in one of the recordings earlier today, and I'm saying it here on the actual winning postcast edition for the third consecutive day. Everything mapped out. You beat these teams. You beat Cincinnati early in the season. You upset Texas Tech, who was undefeated early in the regular season and didn't lose at home for a period of time, and you beat Oklahoma State in Bramlage, and surely enough, you run it back again with, oh, this is crazy, unbelievable stuff happening right now. Jordan Spires is playing out of her mind. Yeah, she's going to be lethal, man, if she's playing like this right now. Just give it a minute. Just give it another year or two. Gina Garcia, the assist machine that she is, 9 more today as well. And I go back to the stat that I think I brought up earlier in the day, or I might have said it on another podcast. But yeah, K-State, the last time they won 3 in a row, you got to go back to the beginning of the season, which included that gritty win, come behind win over Ole Miss. We beat Ole Miss, though. Upset them, though. It was SMU on the road. Defensive ball game. Upset them. On the road, a Gina Garcia layup to win it for K-State. And then, of course, we drilled Lamar. Yeah, Lamar, and it was somebody else that we beat. They haven't won 3 in a row since then. And you picked the right time to do that. And all of a sudden, we're sitting up in here. Oh, hey. My team, my alma mater, is in the semifinal. Where y'all team at? Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Jordan Spicer, let me see here. Let me pull up the stats here real quick here in this game here. Yeah, man. K-State. Let me go back to them real quick. Yeah, K-State, again, just over 50% shooting from the field, 46% shooting from downtown in the game. Jordan Spicer off the bench has been amazing. 21 more points in this game. That led all scores, despite Oklahoma State had four players at one. I was looking at, had a box score pull up in the back end of this game. Despite Oklahoma State had four players in double digits, and yet K-State, again, what matters? That final box score right there. Look at that. 1-point win. We on to the semis. But yeah, Jordan Spicer, 21 more points. She was 3-for-4 from downtown. Nashia Clausens, another 15-point game for her. 7-for-12 for the field with her parents in town in Kansas City. 1-for-4 of the field. I'm sorry. I got tired. I got dealing with a little bit of allergies going on, so I apologize here. But we're muscling on. We're too excited right now. We can't let this slow us down. We can't do it. We cannot do it. Terrence Sides, 10 points. Anaya Foy, though, going back to her. A big three to put K-State up in this game. 11 points. Anaya Foy been playing her best basketball here in this Big 12 tournament. 24 minutes off the bench. There's ball game. Gina Garcia, as I mentioned, only 5 points, but 9 assists. And the assist machine rocks on here. Terrence Hodge already mentioned that. 10 points there. She had a big conversion, a big layup there to put K-State up. I think by five, because it was the Spicer 3, and then the Sides 2, and then Oklahoma State all of a sudden, within 30 seconds, tied the game. it was one of those like, oh no, we cannot, this team cannot go out like this. No. Having a game in your grass, this close to advancing the semis, you can't go. I'm saying to myself, when that girl hit that 3, tie the game, I'm like, oh shit, this cannot happen. This cannot go. If this goes in overtime, I think we lose. Because Oklahoma State, we have all the momentum, and then a late foul right there. So it blows your mind that, you know, this K-State women's basketball team is still playing, and we have reached the weekend, folks. This team is still playing. This will go out tonight. Originally had planned to put the weekend preview, but that's going to get kicked to the curb to the first thing, the Saturday, right? And I believe right now baseball team is still playing game one right now. I haven't heard any cancellations yet, because this weather has been absolutely wishy-washy. Rain on, rain off, and it's been overcast all week. Thought we're going to see the sun for a little bit there. Coming off a little bit of a nice, easy run. Rain drops happen. Luckily, the rain only was more than that. Oh, man. So, man, it's crazy, man. I'll tell you what. Big thanks to women's basketball, because now we're really going to get really crazy, because I got to get ready for a trip. Next week, I should be up in the Northeast by this time. Should be up in the Northeast by this time. It's crazy, man. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And this team, Jeff Mitty, this coaching staff, what they have done in the past 72 hours have done a tremendous job. Jeff Mitty making the defensive changes, doing shut down Texas Tech yesterday and today. The moves had to be made. I'm fascinated. I have not listened to the press conference of today's upset win yet. I'm going to go home and do that. I will not be watching tomorrow's game. I'll be working. So, again, and by the way, speaking of that, K-State, and I don't have the bracket pulled up yet. At the moment, it's podcast. Either is it going to be TCU, Des Moines seed, or BYU? Right now, I don't have the score right now. I will pull up by the end of this thing. But man, I tell you, whether it's 17 threes, a defensive shutdown, or just a gritty win against Oklahoma State, having to pull things out late, So this is what you got to do. You want to make a run. Hey, you gotta bow up and go through some shit. And right now, this team is playing some inspired basketball right now. And what do they always say? A high seed is the most dangerous seed. And right now, K-State is definitely that right now. And yeah, of course, they're gonna have to win the whole thing, the Big 12. I'm talking about, not the NCAA tournament. No. I still don't think. if this team pulls it out, that will be some fairy tale. I mean, Tess Hill talked about it in the press conference last night, and I don't know what she said today. I'll definitely get to that. But man, right now they are writing their own story right now, and this K-State team has been, again, no matter how this ends, this has been fun. This is setting up for me, baby. So, this is all what it's doing. K-State Women's Basketball is saying, hey, Eddie needs to get fired up. Go up to New York next week. He got to get ready, baby. He got to believe. right now, they're setting it up perfectly. They say the timing couldn't be better. Yeah, it couldn't be better right now. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Women's Basketball has done it. The dominoes all knocked down. K-State has brought out the broom and swept Cincinnati, Texas Tech, and now Iowa State to that mix. Iowa State got eliminated, by the way. Oklahoma State in a thrilling fashion, 74-73. Eddie Greer, this other K-State podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can tell I'm exhausted. So, exhausted a good way. And now you turn the page over. I'm going to watch the Jeff Mini press conference. I'm not going to go into all that. This is my reaction, fresh. So you're all going to get two postcasts today of women's basketball. And again, in tomorrow morning, I'll have that all set up. The weekend preview, that will come out tomorrow, because that was usually going to go out tonight. But hey, K-State Women's Basketball had other plans for us here on this Friday in Kansas City, by the way. And shout out again, we're saying these names again, the legends, Ayoka Lee, Gabby Gregory, Sharina Sundell was in attendance today. They were in attendance for their last, well, not this game, from last week, their final home game against Iowa State. So, again, family, the theme at Kansas State, I tell you, man. But it feels good. Once again, it's win, you survive in advance, and that's what K-State has done in this ball game, man. Despite blowing a 5-point lead late, K-State there battles back. Tess Hill knocks down the game-winning free throw there to win it. Let me see if I can pull up the other scores if I can here real quick. Women's basketball, there we go. All conferences. Let me see if I can pull up that score real quick here. So folks, and luckily K-State doesn't have to play 11 again. Maybe a couple extra hours of rest will do them good. This will be the fourth. So I've used this word off podcast, but it pertains to me. I'm going to uncharted territory next week. And K-State, for the first women's basketball, for the first time all year, they're going to be playing their fourth consecutive game in 4 days against the number one seeded TCU tomorrow at 3 Central. They beat BYU 63-46. Excuse me. So now we know the opponent. And remember, you go back to the beginning. if you run it back to the beginning of non-con play, which I can pull up right now, right? Let me see if I find it. Going back to last December, right? TCU handled, which was then ninth ranked TCU at the time, 77-55. Right in that game. Janessa Cott was your leading scorer in that ball game there. Let me get the ball score. Yeah, right there. K-State was right there in the mix. Right there by 5. And then a bad second and third quarter really put K-State in the bind. Can you tighten that up a little bit? K-State got all the momentum. In my opinion, I think K-State got all the momentum right now. And look, you lock up with them in the fourth quarter. This is going back to December. This is last fall, December 20th. This was the conference opener. The last time these two teams met, TCU won by 22. Is big part thanks to a big second and third quarter. You're gonna need everybody. And Nas said it. Tess said it. I'm pretty sure they said it again. You need everybody to play your best basketball. If you can tighten that up just a little bit, you might have an opportunity. I know TCU, they've been something in the last couple of years, but hey, this KC team has been on a rail. And hey, we're in March Madness, baby. So K State, let's keep on saying the same thing, right? We'll see what happens. We'll see what Carter pulls K State tomorrow afternoon, and they're not playing at 11, folks. K State Nation, they'll be playing at 3 tomorrow against TCU. I think that's the first semifinal, and then the other one is at like 5:30 or 6 somewhere in there. But that's neither here or there right now. But for this team to make it this far. Incredible stuff. And now, you know what? Hey, TCU, you got to get ready for us, baby. So we're coming in hot, literally, there as well. So it has been a whirlwind, 72 hours. And at one moment, late in that ball game where, oh, man, you cannot go like this. You cannot end the season after having a five-point lead with 40 seconds to go, something like that. Like, I am holding my head in my hands like, this cannot happen to this team. All that hard work for nothing to lose like this. And then of course the foul late and everything else like that, which that's a card over. You can't with twos that late, you again, yeah, hey, you know what I mean, you cannot be that person. Well, Oklahoma State was, and we came out with that win, baby. It's all win, go home. And K-State has, this one's basketball team has given us a ride here in the last 72 hours, and they're gonna give us some even more tomorrow afternoon against TCU. But today, another K-State takes down another high seed opponent. The upset broom is out, and we put the sweep on all three of these teams. And now, if you might, the pressure's on TCU. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say that. Yeah, I know they've been the top dog last couple years and all that, but K-State, you rolling in their high money. You shouldn't feel the pressure. You're on adrenaline. You're on fume. Well. Yeah, you're on some fumes at least, but you're on high adrenaline right now. And TCU's got a lot of work to worry about in this game. And by the way, here, let me see. Yeah, Jordan Spicer was in that first game at TCU, was 1 of 7 in over 5 from 3. I'm gonna put that out there a little bit. So I think she wants the ball in her hands. She's talked about it in the post game and all that. This team. I think this is a much more different K-State team than it was when they played TCU. I told y'all that. I mean, this team gonna look different. Gonna say, ooh, this team look different. Again, nobody. Hey, I told you this team is gonna be. This team is way different than it was. This is a much different K-State team. Yes, they played 3 games in a row, and now on chartered territory, going about to go to the fourth tomorrow, right? But I think this team right now, rolling right now. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what Carl. Hey, I've said it all these games. I'm gonna say it again. Hey, I'm superstitious. So like, hey, let's see what Carter falls for us tomorrow. Number one seeded TCU in the Big Phillips of 6 Big 12 tournament there as well. K State basketball has us on a joyride right now. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast that's found free and available daily, which is the core K-State content. You know what it is. I did not expect to record talk 30 minutes, but here I am. Almost talking for 25 minutes, but here we go. Hey, you like what you're hearing? You're fired up? Definitely make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, even if not already. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, whatever it is to your favorite K-State podcast. Make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We come at you weekly, daily. This daily podcast, sometimes twice a week. You can get right now. Even 3 times a week, like I have in some of these days lately anyways. But yes, make sure you subscribe. Hey, we are moving on to the semifinals. K-State making history again. Made history Friday night. Not Friday night. Made history Wednesday afternoon. More history yesterday afternoon. And even more history today, becoming Kansas State women's basketball team, Kansas State Lady Wildcats, becoming the first 12 seed to advance deep in the postseason, Big 12 term of history. Let's ride out, baby. Let's ride on out, folks. I'll say it out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, your score today. Kansas State upsets Oklahoma State. Let's do it one more time, baby. We're going to the semis of the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Kansas State 74. Oklahoma State 73. Alex and Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the winning edition, by the way, of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.